Blog Talk Radio.
The party's over. It's time to call it a day. They burst your pretty balloon and taken the mood away. It's time to wind up the masquerade. Just make your mind up. The piper must be paid. The party's over. The candles flicker and dim. You danced and dreamed through the night. It seemed to be right just being with him. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. The party is over. It's all over, my friend. Party's over. It's time to call it a day. Now you must wake up. All dreams must end. Take off your makeup. Party's over. It's all over, my friend. It's all over, my friend.
I hope that party is over. I do want to see this guy moving on out. Yeah, back to Chicago. Going to Chicago. Sorry, but I can't take you. I'm looking at some of the blogs here today, and I figured I'll cheer you up with a couple of things. Here's an alert from an outfit called Patriot Update. And they're talking about oil is too cheap, so says one of the Kennedys, Joe Kennedy III. You know, isn't it funny that Joe Kennedy is in bed with Hugo Chavez? How's that for being democratic? Hugo Chavez gives Massachusetts an extra cut on the price of oil because Joe is in his camp. So somebody is going up against him running for office, and he says, my opponent might not have much experience, but he seems to think his last name is enough. No more Kennedys, please, and no more Bushes. No more Bushes. We don't want to see Jeb on that vice president. Please, don't do that. Yeah, we're going to have enough time pushing Romney through. $4 a gallon gas and $100 a barrel oil, $104 today. And you know what? They're talking about the anniversary of smoking Obama. I mean Osama. I get those two terrorists mixed up all the time. And they're saying that, you know, Al-Qaeda is going to strike on the anniversary of the Osama bin Laden being brought to justice with a bullet. God bless that bullet. Yes, America is on the alert. But don't worry, we got the Secret Service to protect us. Party? Did somebody say party? So anyway, I said, you know, Al Qaeda doesn't have to come to the U.S. To strike terror into our hearts. All they have to do is blow up two oil facilities in Saudi Arabia, and everybody will be paying that $9 a gallon Kennedy gas. Isn't it wonderful how the rich always feel the poor can pay more? Yeah, and of course all the rich people are in the Republican Party. There's nobody rich in the party of death. Nobody. Well, anyway, please do not send any more Kennedys to Washington. We've been betrayed enough. The only good news is that we all know where Ted is. He's in boiler number 3 next to George Carlin. Yeah. Alan West, targeted by the NAACP. Oh, I wonder why that is. What did he do? Did he get uppity? Huh? Oh, no, I know what happened. He named, he said there's 78 communists in the House. And he didn't even cover the Senate yet. So, Representative Alan West, here's the story. It was supposed to be a keynote speaker at a recent fundraising for his district chapter of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, NAACP. But just days prior to the event, the group canceled the gathering, publicly disinviting West when they rescheduled. There's a certain statement he made about communist Jerry Gore, president of the Martin County National Association of American Communists, told a Scripps Treasure Coast newspapers. That statement alone, we do not represent that type of atmosphere. What rank hypocrisy. Is Saul Alinsky would be tickled pink to see these rules for radicals being so well deployed. Yes, my friends, the country is all in one plane and it's been hijacked. And the passengers are trying to retake the cockpit. We're in trouble. Alan West, you have the right list. It's better than Joe McCarthy's. Don't back down. Stand your ground. I know you won't. You know the story of Alan West? He was an officer in Afghanistan or Iraq. I forget which one. And his people were in danger of being detonated to death by IEDs. And they had a guy who knew where the IEDs were. And everybody was playing by Marcus of Queensberry rules. And Alan West was running out of time. So what he did is he put a gun to the guy's head, and he fired it next to his head. And then he took the gun and he put it in his testicles, and he said, "What do you want to do?" And the guy told him where the IEDs were. My, my. And he wasn't even waterboarded. And Alan West saved the lives of his men. So as a reward for such valiant efforts, the ACLU in the Pentagon wanted to make an example out of him. Beware of people who want to make examples of other people. Look, consider the source. So Alan came out and he ran for office, and he's well-liked. He's a Tea Partier, and he's a double bagger. Not bad, right? Okay, so I thought I'd give you that little bit of news. Let's see what we got here. Look what Arizona found. This is from a guy that named Clemente, who used to be in the Clemente crime family, and he converted to Catholicism, and he's been a good guy ever since. So what are we seeing here in Arizona? Oh, automatic weapons, military caps and equipment. Oh, interesting. Let's see what we got here. I shall read it from the beginning. If you think the border security is not really a priority problem, as we only try to stop the poor underprivileged immigrants who only want jobs, guess again. These photos should be quite eye-opening to you. Thank God for our border agents, and Eric Holder kills them every chance he gets. This is the... I said that. I'm ad-libbing. You got to watch for my ad-libs. This is the second raid this year, and this one took place on 3/2/12 at 3 a.m., involved with the U.S. Border Patrol, Mexican Patrol, Arizona SWAT teams, and sheriff undercover agents. And thank God for Sheriff Arpaio. He's a great American. These photos were sent by one of the agents who has over 25 years' experience. Two of the stolen SUVs came from California. The idiots in Washington, D.C., you know what I would do with that place? I'd scatter everybody. The only lobby in Washington would be in a hotel. And if you wanted to see a congressman or a senator and you were from a special interest group, my first question would be, why do you want to see him? And how soon can you leave? Tarred and feathered. So, the idiots in Washington, D.C. want to take our guns away. I say, no way. My country is in big trouble. Hey, girls, it's time to join the National Rifle Association. There's two reasons for it. Women have always carried guns in the United States. It goes back to the 1800s when pretty ladies used to carry muff guns. And not only that, but it's a good way to meet nice guys. Why was there no news coverage of this raid on the Arizona border? Because there's a media blackout on freedom. Anything that leads to freedom must be purged. This is exactly why we must support Arizona. This was definitely not Jose wishing to come pick lettuce. This seizure was just 5 days ago, right on the Arizona border. But this but one seizure that has taken place along the border over the past year. There have been many like this, but you won't hear about it on the major media news, not on ABC, CBS. That ABC always be communist. The communist CBS is the communist BS system. NBC is nothing but communists. And CNN, the communist news network, and even on Fox. Fox is drifting away from us, my friends. They're drifting away. They've lost their, how did the Mexicans say, cojones? Yeah. Those photos and reports come from a Spanish language news source. Thank God for the Border Patrol, and they did not allow this to get in. It's a huge stash of assault rifles, grenade launchers. They're coming here. Is that what this says? It's coming here? Enough ammunition to outfit a small army was confiscated. And the first photo shows these guys, they're looking in coolers. And they've got all kinds of clips, magazine clips. And they've got suitcases, you know, like sport bags. They've got emblems, logos on hats. Military caps and equipment were among the cache of weapons. And they've got, let's see what this is. Looks like helmets. All types of assault weapons were among the cache. Many were military-grade weapons with plenty of ammo. And then they've laid out about, looks like about 50, 100, 200 automatic weapons. There's enough guns to open a gun shop. And they've got more weapons. Looks like they got maybe 250 weapons altogether. And then they've got camouflage. Not only weapons, but also vehicles believed to have been stolen were found at the site. One smuggler was killed during the operation when he fired on Border Patrol agents. And I see his body there. See cellular phones. Lots of cellular phones. The vehicles are all brand new. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 vehicles. Nice looking vehicles. Arizona does not require a front license plate. And it's all weapons, no drugs. All weapons. More than 200 large weapons were confiscated along with 30 smaller arms. Not bad for a fast count, huh? And two grenade launchers were among the cache. It appears these guys intended to portray themselves as police officers or military men. Each and every vehicle checked had been reported stolen in the USA and in the recent past. $380,000 worth of stolen vehicles were recovered. They got grenades. More than 60 grenades of various size were found with Arabic writing on them. Now, let me ask you a question. Oh, they got handguns, too. And helmets. They got handguns and helmets. Numerous handguns with loaded clips were found in the cache. And a single grenade could bring $5,000 on the streets of the USA. Each of the weapons could be sold for as much as $5,000 on the black market in the USA. More than 80 stolen cell phones were found. They could be used for detonating bombs remotely. I remember when just before the Gulf War began, a lot of Arabs were buying all the cell phones they could get. I remember because people were trying to find cell phones to sell. Still more rifles were found stuffed in several SUVs, as 200 in that one. Lots of magazine clips. Clips loaded with live bullets, just too numerous to count. All types of weapons, including Afghan, Russian, Chinese, and many others. The Russians are in the arms business big. Some big heavy weapons again. Machine guns. Why would anyone object to protecting our borders after having seen this? Our own federal government intends to sue Arizona over their border enforcement laws. But the federal law reads almost word for word the same as Arizona's. Problem is, the federal government refuses to enforce their own laws. And let me tell you something. How can you tell the difference between a Muslim from Spanish Morocco and a Mexican? Can you tell the difference? I can't. And they both speak Spanish. And a ball cap on a guy makes a guy look like a ball cap wearer. So let us take a break, and we will give you a tune to make your day. You want to do one on the Ten Commandments of Love? Oh, didn't play. There it goes.
I shall never love another.
Stand by me all the while.
Stand by me all the while.
Happiness with the heart aim.
Happiness with the heart
aim. And go through life wearing a smile.
Go through life wearing a smile.
Oh, how happy
we will be.
Commandments of love, of love. Thou always have faith in me.
Thou should always have faith in me.
Everything I say and do.
And everything I say and do.
Love me with all your heart.
Love me with all your heart and soul.
And until our life on earth is true, oh, how humbly we will be if we keep the Ten Commandments of love.
Thank you.
know that CARE is demanding that a big investigation be enacted to destroy the NYPD because they're spying on too many bad Muslims. Yeah, they're profiling. Who do you profile? Profiling. What an excuse, huh? So there's a site that posted that story, CARE demanding NYPD Commissioner Ray Kelly probably resign. And here's what some of the bloggers said. You're absolutely right, Grace. Did you go to the web address about the vote counting? I think this is as bad as anything else. Our votes won't count. www.westernjournalism.com. Spanish company will count America. So that's a guy who's worried about a rigged election. Okay, let's see what else. CARE demanding NYPD. Here's another one. Oh, this is Grace. Let's see what Grace has to say. First guy's name was James. The war on terrorism on America's part may not exist because of Obama's allegiance to our enemies, but anyone with a modicum of brain power knows that Islam wants to destroy what they call the Big Satan, aka America. And then underneath it says, Jesus is our way. Jihad is our way. Dying in the way of Allah is our highest good. Muslim Brotherhood and Islamic Caliphate. So there's two opinions of Americans who are whispering in the dark. Let's see, Linda is talking about Samantha Powers. You know the story about Samantha Powers? Wow, she's married to Cass Sunstein, the most evil man alive. Just what we needed, another czar, and this one is a doozy. I can't wait to get Obama out of office, and he can take all his czars with him. That's why I played the parties over tonight. But I got to tell you something. Before he leaves, he's going to do a lot of damage. He is going to rupture this country. And if you give him 4 more years, you better start taking Russian lessons. Here's Kellyanne responding to Samantha Powers, the new atrocity. They're creating a department called She's an Atrocity Czar. They're going to investigate atrocities. This is disgusting beyond measure. Cass Sunstein's wife, this is horrible. Man, unbelievable. Somebody sent me photos of Detroit. If I find them, I'll describe them to you. It's absolutely unbelievable. 300,000 Muslims live in Detroit, 400,000 Mexicans. And I think the population's only about 900,000 now. They've wiped out the whole city. This one is for CARE, and it's by Edie Taylor. Let's see what Edie says. I just honked. I don't know. I just picked, you know, if there's four blogs on the same person, I just picked the first one. This one is CARE demanding. I took the time to watch all 7 videos and found them very enlightening. We must not allow Sharia law to have a foothold here. There shouldn't even be any talk of this. When somebody says Sharia law, say, that's in the Middle East, that's not here. Do not bring it here. Do not allow it to fester here. We got enough cancer. When we are forced to take prayer out of the schools, remove the Ten Commandments for courthouses, remove religious ceremonies at veteran burials, it is unfathomable to me that we would change any of our laws to accommodate the Muslim faith. If we are not diligent, their wish will become a reality. We cannot allow this to happen. It is time to drill for oil here so we do not help them out financially. That is very true. That is very true. And that goes back to 1973 when we started building new cities in Saudi Arabia. Well, we stood as jerks on gas lines. And now you're finding out, 1973 to today, that we got more oil than they have. Who was looking out for us since 1973? And 10 minutes after the gas shortage was over, everybody went back to doing the same old thing, bitching, but not ever taking any action. Okay, from my cold dead fingers, why America needs guns. This is from the Patriot Depot. And girls, join the NRA. You got to learn how to fire a weapon. You don't need a big gun. You don't need a Clint Eastwood gun. You need a nice little one. It's smaller than a compact. And when somebody accosts you, you can change their mind at least six times. Unless you've got eight bullets. Yeah, unbelievable. Now, this is a story. This is a guy selling his book. All right, Why America Needs Guns. Sheriff Mack clearly outlines why the unrestricted right of the people as individuals to keep and bear arms is essential. Yes, you know, I went to 168th Street to my NRA instructor who was black, and he taught me how to handle a rifle. He taught me all the safety features of a gun, and I was probably 14 years old, maybe 15. And I went and bought my first gun at 181st Street. I walked into a gun store, and I put a deposit down, and I bought a Marlin at 35. And when I came back, they gave me a grocery receipt, and I carried my gun home up St. Nicholas Avenue. And I never was stopped by the police. And when I was in the service, a guy got off the plane with a rifle in Texas, and he was greeted by the sheriff, and the sheriff said to him as he was walking out of the airport with a rifle, "So how did you do with the shooting matches? You think that guy could do that? Now they got you taking your shoes off the airport." You know why? Because nobody can be trusted. The year of trust has gone. It is dead. Here's Grace Pola. She's responding. Let's see what Grace Polaris says. Yes, the left needs to destroy the family unit. Well, we all know that. The family unit, 50% divorce rate. How do you think that happened? You think weed had anything to do with it? No. Birth control pills? No. Sex education in the second grade? No. Putting the condom on the cucumber? Maybe. Yeah, give me a break, man. We screwed ourselves. And a word to the wise, get your kids out of communist cucumber school. If you got a kid in public school, you're turning them over to the state. Get into a private school and one that has religion. Don't matter which religion, except that one where they're killing people. Oh, my gosh. When are we going to wake up? Obviously, when it's too late. These people in the administration, and I should include the Congress and senators, are traitors to this country. They all take money, honey. They all take money. Some are more evil than others. For one, the administration is obvious. He is openly trying to destroy this country. Then we have the Senate and Congress, the people that are supposed to protect us, and they're sitting back on their butts and doing nothing. And you know what's worse? Now even the Pentagon is infected. They couldn't defend themselves on 9-1-1. The Air Force couldn't scramble. And when they finally scrambled, they had two unarmed planes off the Atlantic Ocean. They had to scramble them from Washington, D.C. to come to New York. They had to fly over air bases. There was one down. There's one down in South Jersey that could have come up here. Anybody know a pig farmer? Oh, some of these blogs are wild. Anybody know a pig farmer? It's within striking distance. Want to hear that one? And I feel sorry for the Catholic colleges because now they're becoming cesspools. Cesspools of communism. The communists are everywhere. And you're afraid to say the word, aren't you? You've been told, don't say that word. You're brainwashed already. Oh, they're going after Dick Lugar. You know Dick Lugar? Dick Lugar is like the twin brother of the Cauldron sisters, Olympia Snowjob and Susan Tom Collins. Yeah, they're all no good. Now, I understand that there is a vote coming up to shaft America and in the Senate. And can I remember what vote it is? But eight Republicans are voting. I know where it is. I'll read it to you later in the show. Eight Republicans are voting with the Democrats, and I say, get their names and get rid of them. So let's see. Here's something from the Tea Party. You know, I have pictures of Democrats on my tea bags. I call it Dunkin' a Democrat. It's a video. It says Breitbart is here. Okay, well, we'll pass on that. Georgetown faculty at odds with Representative Paul Ryan over Catholic teaching. Interesting, isn't it? Representative Paul Ryan. I got bad news on Mark Rubio today. I was watching his speech, and I had to turn it off because he opened it up with a tribute to Joe Liverwurst, the Democrat turned independent from Connecticut. Connecticut never sends anybody good. Never sends anybody good. They had an attorney general up there that lied about being a Marine Corps fighting veteran from Vietnam. And when he was exposed, he had never fought in Vietnam. They elected him senator. How's that crap? Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. is hosting Representative Paul Ryan, chairman of the House Budget Committee, on campus this morning for a lecture. But a group of nearly 90 Georgetown professors and staff, Fox News reports, have chided Ryan for what they call misuse of Catholic teaching. Representative Ryan is delivering a lecture entitled, I have to read more of this post, I hate that when they take you somewhere else. Well, I don't want to draw conclusions. It's too early. It's too early for me to fire my rocket. Let me see. I hope it doesn't take long. Have chided Ryan for what they call misuse of Catholic teaching. Representative Ryan is delivering a lecture, America's Enduring Promise, for Georgetown's 2012 Whittington Lecture, named in honor of a Georgetown professor who died in the September 11, 2001 attack on the Pentagon. Fox News reports that the group of professors and staff say in their letter to Ryan he has misused Catholic doctrine to support his deficit-reducing budget. The report notes that Ryan had previously invoked Catholic teaching to defend his position. We appreciate your willingness to talk about Catholic social teaching, how it can inform effective policy in dealing with the urgent challenges facing our nation. However, we would be remiss if we did not challenge your continuing misuse of Catholic teaching to defend a budget plan that decimates food programs for struggling families, radically weakens protections for the elderly and the sick, and gives more tax breaks to the wealthiest few. So that's what you have in Georgetown. Georgetown, you got 90 communists all preaching the Obama doctrine, and then they bring in a worm like Madam Fluck, and she sets up talking points for the Communist Party throughout the land. Yes, so Paul Ryan is without sin. I now canonize him. Now let me go. You're always talking about food for the poor. You know what? Every one of them is fat. Check on America Days Unnumbered on Tea Party Command Center. Want to hear about that one? See what I'm doing? I'm reading. It's like, you know, Fiorello LaGuardia used to read the comics to the kids. America's Days Unnumbered. And what's this guy? IDF rabbi who tweets me several days, times a day, says he can tell when your enemy is defeated, when your enemy fights not to lose. Well, let's see what that all means. America's Days Are Numbered by Joseph Smith. IDF rabbi who tweets me several times a day says you can tell when your enemy is defeated, when your enemy fights not to lose. As the Jewish people say, the handwriting is on the wall. I refer you to the United States. The American eagle is dead, replaced by a walrus, a pack of wolves, the Muslim Brotherhood, the Obama administration, and most of Congress is waiting for the right moment to strike, all the time belittling the fact that radical Islam has declared war on America and will accept nothing less than unconditional surrender to the will of Allah. Their God's purpose is the diametric opposite of America's freedom. You are not free until you totally pledge your allegiance to Sharia law. That is everything you are. Individually, you have no sense of right or wrong. Let me tell you something. If there are decent Americans still living in this country, when the fit hits the shan, a lot of people are going to get rounded up and they're going to be sent back to their native land, whether they're citizens or not. And don't think that can't happen. Because never can happen happens all the time. so let me calm down and I'll give you a tune. You ever see Savage when he gets all worked up? He goes nuts and then he plays a tune. Or he takes a break. He goes to commercials. We don't have any commercials. We're commercial free here. We're poor. Let me see. I don't want to give you a song that's too long. Ah, here's one. A Million to One. And that's what Americans are. We're a million to one. And it slipped up on me here. There we go. It did it to me again.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book and the Spirit of America Party, a radio show. We're about to blast off, and I went through 500 Latin tunes, and I finally found the one I'm looking for, and I'm going to share it with you through our intercourse tonight. So hang in there, and we'll do a tune introduced by a fellow named Machito, and the tune is called Para Ti. And
it has special
meaning to me because I just got out of the service, and I was in a bar one night, and I heard this tune, and I fell in love with it. So I thought I would take you back many years, and welcome to Para Ti. Let the Latin music scare you off. I am a super gringo, and before the night is over, we'll be playing 4th of July songs. My first topic of discussion tonight is Two War Obama. Two wars Obama is hiding without authorization. One, the farce in Libya. What an embarrassment. Reagan silenced Gaddafi with one tent bomb, and Saladin Obama has been at the gates of Tripoli for 3 months of jokes. You don't need a cruise missile to stop a taxi. All you have to do is holler taxi. And the second one that is more devastating and is killing more people is the guerrilla war against Mexico. King Kong Obama is arming his narco-terrorist division under General Eric Holder, smuggling arms into Mexico and being used to overthrow the Mexican government. And so far, the U.S. dopers have killed 40,000 Mexicans. If you weren't buying weed, you wouldn't be killing Mexicans. America border guards have been ordered to look the other way while the Department of Justice kills a police chief in Mexico. The sad part is that one of those DOJ-approved weapons also killed a U.S. border guard. But no one is going to put Eric Holder on trial. If you're going to order U.S. troops to fight a war killing Libyan and Mexican non-combatants, declare war and don't lie. Don't say you oppose war and then shoot unarmed people in the back. Once again, the old axiom proves true. Democrats get you into war. Democrats leave you on the battlefield to die, promising never to run again. Be careful who you vote for. I guess you heard about the jerk who worked for NBC that thought he was off the air and he spoke the truth about how he felt about Obama. And then he was off the air. Yeah, the new NBC slogan is, "We don't mean what we say." The good part is that they have 7 seconds off the air to tell the truth. What will they do next? Take God out of the pledge? You know, they did, right? Twice. They eliminated God in the Pledge of Allegiance on the same day. President Dick Obama should make war on NBC like he blitzkrieged Libya. Even better, infiltrate Mexico and overturn the government. Run guns to the narco-terrorists, his fellow democamos. The big question is, when he takes away America's guns, will he lend them to the Mexican drug cartels? He failed to get an act of war against Gaddafi Duck and Mexico. Not even a rider with a white flag. I wonder if Honduras is next. Hey, Comcast, you bought a lemon. Sell the NBC studio and broadcast from the men's room. It'll be cleaner. We need a other president, one for NBC and one for the e-commo me. What are you doing tonight? You want to start a revolution? And two guys to keep an eye on, Chuck Heinrich Schumer and Vladimir Rasputin. They are too quiet, and when these guys get quiet, somebody is getting fuked. Every day we lose another freedom. Every day we die, we get an American death by 1,000 cuts. It is really sad. I'm sure you heard the latest one about Delta Airlines. It's got a law now, no Jews can fly to Saudi Arabia. Oh, what a joke. And you can't get on any flight going to Saudi Arabia with a cross, a Bible, or a picture of a Sarah Palin. What a joke, man. So here's what I say. What's good for the gooses is good for the Muslims. If we can't fly into Saudi Arabia, then Muslims shouldn't be allowed to fly into the USA. And they should start to have to pay a jizya. You know what a jizya is? A jizya is a tax for being a Muslim, if not being a Muslim. After Islam conquers you and they let you live, if you're a Christian or a Jew or a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Shintoist, and they let you live, if they let you live, you have to pay a tax because you're not a Muslim. And then they'll leave you alone for a couple of weeks. So I say they should have to pay a jizya, the religious tax, for not being Judeo-Christian. And we should not allow Muslims into the United States until they allow Rabbi Shmuley to fly into Mecca and say a high Catholic mass of the angels. Yeah. Oh, but that would be discrimination. What are they doing to you? Besides batting you around with your own laws. Bartender, a champagne and a giraffe of wine. If we have to pay the jizya or jizya tax, then they should have to pay us the Jesus tax. Thank you. You know what goes well with this tune? A Cuba Libre. A rum and coke. Beautiful. And a beautiful girl. That's what goes with this tune. Cuba Libre. One day, may Cuba be free. Free from all the communists that have moved here. Plus the ones that were born here. I watched C-SPAN today, and they were having hearings on what we should do with Libya. It's really sad. It's absolutely sad. The Democrats and the Republicans, there's only a slight difference between the two of them. If they turn the cameras off, they probably give each other massages. The Honorable Chairman and my colleague, my beloved colleague. Come on, why don't you tell the truth? But here's the problem that we're having today. That we're going to lose our edge. And when we lose our edge, we're going to lose our country. Because nobody likes us. Once you're an American and nobody likes you, we have a friend who just got American citizenship, and she's from Brazil, and she got a citizenship today, and I said, now you'll be persecuted as a gringo. But anyway, here's what I'm talking about. Our economy is in the pooper, and the stock market is going up 100 points a day. You figure it out. But I can tell you this much. After watching the takedown of America for 40 years, you can't rebuild America without factories. And that birth certificate that Obama has flaked on us is a bad forgery, and the cover-up is unanimous. He is protected by the communist racist label. The Democamo fools who launched this loser refuse to admit they made a stupid mistake. They're not even happy with him. He gave a speech about jobs in an Allentown, Pennsylvania factory, and 1 year later it closed. He gave a speech about jobs in a Michigan luncheonette, and 1 week later it closed. He talks about shovel-ready jobs, but fails to mention they are Chinese shovels. Read and weep. Chinese laborers, this is today's news, Chinese laborers, engineers, build California's Bay Bridge. Although the paving and assembly of the $7.2 billion San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge will be done by Americans, construction of the bridge decks, more than two dozen steel modules, is being done by 3,000 workers in China. And this is not the first large contract awarded overseas, because costs here can seldom beat costs there. It is a move, writes David Barbosa, for China to become the world's civil engineer. And if you go on YouTube and you Google "no jobs for white American construction workers," Richard Reich, okay, who's a white American, you will come across a two-year-old hearing when they were talking about how to spend the stimulus money, and Richard Reich said, in an open hearing, "Be sure that none of this money goes to white construction workers." Google YouTube, you can see it flat out. But here's the sad commentary. When I saw this Chinese bridge being built in China to come to California, who's crying that they can't pay their bills, okay? And they want a farmer who saves his money regularly in Nebraska to pick up the tab so they can live the Hollywood La Boca Vida. Yeah, you know what I do, right? Yeah. Well, anyway, get the documentary, read part two. Kaiser Steel, driven out of California, you can Google this too, by the communists. Do you know that Kaiser Steel won World War II? Do you know that all the steel that we made, much of the steel that we made, was made by Kaiser Steel? And I'll show you. One of the largest steel plants in the world once stood at this site in Fontana, California. The plant was originally built here in World War II to supply steel for Kaiser's wartime shipyards, which produced hundreds of ships on the West Coast in just a few years. The plant built inland from the coast to stay out of the range of enemy fire from the sea was upgraded and modernized after the war with a new 23-story high $287 million plant. That's when a million bought a lot. Built as recently as the 1980s, after 3 years of use, this most modern plant was bought by the Chinese at bargain basement rates. Where were the politicians to stop it? They were lining their pockets. And let me tell you, there's more corruption going on in this government than any sultanate in the Middle East. There's more corruption going on in all branches of government than you can stick a shake at. So, after 3 years of use, the most modern plant was bought by the Chinese at bargain basement rates. And to add insult to injury, a team of 300 Chinese workers came to Fontana in 1993 to disassemble it and ship it to China, where it was reassembled. Kaiser is no longer in the steel business. Portions of the site have been turned into a major racetrack called the California Speedway, and part of the steel plant is still producing steel operated by California Steel Industries, which processes steel that comes in from South America and elsewhere. Though a fraction of the tens of thousands that worked at Kaiser Steel in the old days, 1,000 remain. This is still one of the largest steel operations on the West Coast, but it pales in comparison to China. It was used as a location for the film Black Rain. Hollywood got some free low rent. And also for the Schwarzenegger Big Daddy showdown on the cyborg, with the cyborg in Terminator 2. And here's a real kicker. The film Pearl Harbor was refused commission to film at the site because the current operator of the plant, California Steel, is partially owned by Kawasaki Steel, a Japanese company. Then I put in big letters, America for sale, cheap, Carl Boxer, Feinstein, Waxman, Pelosi, Realty. So, hang in there, we'll give you part of the tune. Now pay attention, because you're not going to hear this anywhere else. And one of the abused terms that is used, that's bandied about, and I hate it, is the term, the coalition of the willing. To me, when you say coalition of the willing, that means hostages. While we're all watching the Killer Casey show, Obama was making war in Libya legal. Today on C-SPAN, they did a rerun of what took place this past Tuesday, and they were running the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hoax. The topic was how to get the American-led war on Libya over on the American sheep. And guess who the chairman was? Hanoi John Kerry, the side saddle pal of Hanoi Jane Fonda. Remember when Hanoi John blew the whistle on Richard Nixon for being in Laos? Now John has his own Laos in Libya. His massa Obama tells us there are no American boots on the ground. They're all on the missing American legs in Iraq, and thanks to Syria. So why Libya when Syria is begging for payback? Did Bill Bayonet the Babies Nelson and Nancy Uday Pelosi and Kami Kucinich make a deal with Bashar al-Assad when they flew in on their Air Force corporate jet to lick his ankles? Now the party that gets you into war and leaves you to die on the battlefield wants to invade Libya using Hessians. If Libya was a Japanese-held island in World War II, we would have gone around it. Syria's blood brother of Saddam Hussein is making whole villages disappear, and he's got 10,000 recently arrested people who will never be seen from again. And we won't say anything when it becomes obvious to the bribe takers, and they have to lie that they did not know. The old demo camo cliche pops up. I'm shocked. I'm appalled. I'm outraged. The latest lie is someone hacked my Google. This committee was loaded with War Against America and criminals, chaired by Hanoi John, and sitting to the left of the father of Great Poupon Communism was the senator who wanted to put the entire United States Marine Corps in jail and call them terrorists. That pride of Illinois, more popular than Leopold and Loeb, there sat Dirty Work Dick Durbin, and to his extreme left was Barbara Boxhead, the woman who sold California to China and is now buying it back at a higher price, plus internet taxes. Friends, there should be no internet taxes anywhere in the land. You got to make that a cry. No internet taxes. She can't pay her bills because she capped the oil wells that Clinton and Gore could not sell to Coincidental Petroleum. They must have made a bundle on that deal. And we're looking at shakes taking shakedowns. I wonder if they take a delayed payments. You know, after I'm out of office, you could send me a check. So I checked to see which NATO stooges are playing Hessian for Obama bin Laden, the fifth imam from the 57th state. Are you ready for this? You know who the NATO forces are? Guess how many countries? Two. The UK and France. Oh, of course, Bulgaria and Romania sent one ship each. None of the Central Eastern European countries would participate. Poland and Germany don't want innocent blood on their hands. Italy has a 100-year relationship with Libya and gets most of its oil from Libya. So, Obama man, stop playing Napoleon and get a real job. Let's face it, guys. The UK is the winner of the Falklands War, and France is still getting over the sound of jackboots in Paris. And they're not fighting this war. Their heart is not in it. Every time you pick up a communist newspaper like the Boston Globe, the New York Slimes, and the Washington Post, the tiny page 19 headline is 16 NATO troops killed in Afghanistan. Those NATO bodies will be buried in the USA. This war for spoils in Libya is a schoolyard bully fight to intimidate the big bullies, Iran and Syria. They take notice, but they're not swayed. Soon Iran will have enough deliverable nukes to wipe out Israel, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain. And we all know that it is easier to bend the neck than lose the head. So everybody will conform to the demands of Iran. And that is why Hamid Karzai is making deals with the Taliban on the left side of the table, and Osama bin Laden is sitting at the right hand of the Taliban. Doesn't anybody want to go to Syria and find Saddam's nukes? Doesn't anybody want to go to Bashar al-Assad's house and see the correspondence with U.S. senators on his hard drive? We had a chance to stop Iran in the 27-day run into Baghdad. They thought they were next and they were willing to give up their nukes like Gaddafi Duck did. But we blew it as usual. We believed the Intelligence Committee when they said Iran was 10 years away from having a nuke. Just pray that Israel is not forced to have a nuclear Masada. And wait till the Saudis start to buy everything the Russians and Chinese have, including manpower. You can't rebuild America without factories. And here's a sad fact that no one wants to realize. He who controls the air and outer space rules the world. Bartender, fill it up.